Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly program in which we examine all facets of medicine and nutrition. We call that Intelligent Medicine. We put that all together for you each weekend. And we're about to take your phone calls, 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose your questions or share your comments about Intelligent Medicine. And I just want to acknowledge a milestone, because as of this week, we are beginning our 33rd year of continuous broadcasting of this program, initially called Health Talk, now Intelligent Medicine. We've been broadcasting for 32 consecutive years, and I want to extend a great deal of thanks and acknowledgement to this audience, because when I started back in 1988, it was with the proposition that a program that examined medicine critically, that looked at some of the excesses of conventional medicine and introduced a perspective of natural medicine, could survive and be viable and be embraced by the public and could achieve ratings and sponsorship support. And I also want to thank our faithful sponsors for staying with us, for many of them for decades, and supporting this enterprise. So it's an exciting time as there's a change in the seasons and we move forward into our 33rd year with hopefully many more years to come. I certainly enjoy the opportunity to share vital information with you every week here on this program. And so let's start with, I guess the elephant in the room, still COVID-19. Where's it headed? A lot of people say it's getting better. A lot of people think it we might need to be bracing for a second wave or even a catastrophic increase in the death rate, which may double, some say, according to certain estimates. There was a big modeling study that came out last week that estimates that our 200,000-some-odd deaths due to COVID-19 may mushroom into 400,000 deaths by January 1st, 2021. Some people have assailed that model. Other people have embraced it. It kind of depends on where you're coming from. But there's a big article in the New England Journal of Medicine this week, America's most highly rated and well-read and acknowledged medical journal, which is entitled COVID-19 and Disparities in Nutrition and Obesity. And it really establishes a link between our diets and outcomes in COVID-19. Now, this is something that is not novel, but it's an article which states, and I'm quoting, "A healthy diet rich in fruits and vegetables and low in sugar and calorie-dense processed foods is essential to health. The ability to eat a healthy diet is largely determined by one's access to affordable, healthy foods, a consequence of the conditions and environment in which one lives. In the United States, poor diet is the leading underlying cause of death, having surpassed tobacco use in related mortality. A study of dietary trends among U.S. adults between 1999 and 2012 showed overall improvement in the American diet, but it's still not great. The proportion of people who are reported to have a poor quality diet decreased from 56% to 46%. But there are persistent or worsening disparities in nutrition based on race, ethnicity, education, and income level. See, where they're going in this article is to kind of merge a message about social inequities in the spirit of our current effort to address various forms of racism. And in fact, the term is structural racism. And the article states that Black, Latinx, and Native Americans are experiencing disproportionate burdens of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths from SARS-CoV-2. This article, at some level, I really like this article. At another level, I think it puts too much of the emphasis on society and not on individual responsibility. I realize that there are circumstances beyond an individual's control which determine what they're going to eat, whether they're, you know, they're poorly informed, they have poor education, they have cultural attitudes that lead them to embrace highly caloric foods. Okay, there's that. But they say here, unequivocally, racial and ethnic health disparities often derive from structural racism. And that's the pitch in this article. The U.S. healthcare system needs a renewed and increased focus on health inequities, inclusiveness, resilience, and chronic disease prevention. Agree. Agree. Absolutely agree. But I think that no matter what your economic background is, no matter what your educational background is, no matter what your parenting is, I think knowledge and education and motivation are powerful tools that get people to transcend their circumstances. And we can't put such an emphasis on economic determinism to explain away why people eat bad diets, don't exercise, embrace unhealthy habits. I think personal responsibility is a big element in overcoming some of these barriers to wellness that, you know, they talk about things like food deserts, you know, urban areas where you can't find anything healthy to eat for literally miles. I've been in parts of the country that are like that. I choose to live in Midtown Manhattan, where there's a wealth of food opportunities, and there, you know, and I seek out exercise opportunities even when the gyms are closed. It's important to acknowledge that diet is playing a major role in why we are so vulnerable. This country has had so many deaths and so much suffering due to COVID-19. And one of the things that's happening this week is they're announcing here in New York. New York City has kind of lagged behind the rest of the country in terms of indoor dining. Many parts of New York State are now allowing indoor dining at reduced capacity and with social distancing and sometimes mask requirements. New York City only allows outdoor dining. And last night, I had a great experience because, you know, we just said, let's go out to eat. You know, we haven't gone out, you know, hardly at all for the last few months because we've been kind of locked down. And temperatures are a little cooler, a little bit of a fall-like feeling in the air. And outdoor dining is exploding in Manhattan. It's just it's a really wonderful phenomenon. There's like these little restaurants that have outdoor patio spaces on the street. Literally, you know, I literally sat in the street with my foot on the curb in a table that was decorated with Japanese lanterns and beautiful lighting. And, you know, the cars would go down the narrowed streets, but on both sides, you know, forget parking, There are restaurants that are thriving with lots and lots of young people enjoying a night out, companionship, and in the open air, which is less likely to spread the virus. But there's a CDC report that suggests that dining out increases the risk of contracting coronavirus more than other activities. They surveyed people who tested positive for COVID-19. And what they found is that people who tested positive were about twice as likely than those who tested negative to say they had dined at a restaurant indoors. They were also more likely to have recently visited a bar or coffee shop. So, you know, one of the things about eating and drinking is you can't wear a mask while you're eating or drinking. And when you're inside because of poor ventilation, even with social distancing, viral particles can circulate and be transmitted from person to person. So the report states efforts to reduce possible exposures where mask use and social distancing are difficult to maintain, such as when eating and drinking, should be considered to protect customers, employees, and communities. And in a couple of weeks, here in New York City, reduced capacity indoor dining can begin. That'll be as of September 30th. And I think what's going to happen is, you know, these restaurants are going to extend their capacity by putting a few people inside, especially in inclement weather. That's the, you know, if it rains, forget about it. You can't sit outside. You know, these are open air, outdoor seating. If it's cold, you know, maybe they can put heaters out there, as in some parts of the country, like California, it never gets terribly cold, but, you know, gets down to, you know, 55 in California. They turn the outdoor heaters on. And, it'll be kind of a hybrid system with some people eating inside and some people eating outside. But they're going to have to monitor it carefully to see if that increases the rate of transmission of the virus. The virus is practically virtually non-existent here in New York City after a terrible siege a few weeks ago. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we're going to take a look at why the frequently recommended suggestion to sing happy birthday twice while washing your hands actually spread the virus. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And by the way, that number is available 24/7. Even when we're not on the air, you can call and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions a little later in the program, but we got a busy, busy agenda in terms of some of the stories that I've garnered for you today. So let's take it away. Why singing happy birthday can spread COVID-19, happy birthday, frequently invoked as a way of thoroughly washing your hands. Apparently takes about 10 seconds to rapidly sing happy birthday. So you do two rounds of happy birthday, and you've accomplished that hand washing that is the requisite amount for dissolving the lipid envelope of the coronavirus. Just pure soap and water can do it. You don't need some heavy-duty disinfectant. Some of these disinfectants have caused people skin irritation. They're toxic. They're dangerous. So just to wash your hands. Don't just, pull a little soap in your hands and, got to do it for a little while. You know, watch a surgeon as they're about to scrub before an operation. It is really an elaborate ritual. It turns out may not be so good because this sounds a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek project. Researchers at Lund University in Sweden analyzed what happens when people sing popular songs. They published in a journal of acoustics, okay, the study of sound. And they have a picture of one of the experimental subjects literally putting his head into, it's kind of like, looks like a dunce cap they put over their face. It's a, reverse funnel. And you sing or speak into the funnel, and they analyze the aerosolization of droplets into the funnel. And there's a principle, elementary school teachers probably know about this, is when you teach phonics, you teach at a, sort of a graded level where you teach kids their consonants and like in preschool, and certain consonants are what are called plosive consonants. And I deliberately popped my P there. Plosive means that you close your lips and you, they're kind of explosive, plosive. And P's, T's, and B's are among the plosive consonants. And happy birthday, think about it, happy birthday to you has a lot of plosive consonants which can disseminate the virus. So, notwithstanding the recommendation that you sing happy birthday to you twice, it may not help to stem the tide of dissemination. It's just don't do it around anybody else. Or, wear a mask while you're washing your hands. All right. There's this new phenomenon that they're zeroing in on, which are COVID long haulers. A lot of people are saying, look, I'm not worried about getting the coronavirus because I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm probably going to have a mild case. But even if you don't get hospitalized and even if you don't go on a respirator, on a ventilator, you might suffer long-term problems. These are so-called COVID long haulers, and we're going to examine that problem when we return. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural, daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, and from now until September 15th, buy one bottle of Black for Health. You get one bottle of elderberry with zinc and echinacea half off at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 is our number. And, there are people who dismiss the seriousness of COVID-19. I mean, it looks on both sides. People exaggerate the danger, the importance. They're completely paranoid, and they lock themselves down, and they've had virtually no external contact for months, and they're afraid to emerge from hiding. On the other hand, there are some people who say, bring it on. You know, I'll take my chances if I get it. You know, I'm relatively young and healthy, and it's no big whoop. But it's not binary. It's not like either you die from it or you're completely fine. And that's the weirdness of this virus, is that some people are asymptomatic. They don't even know they have it. They get routinely tested. It turns out that they're carrying it, and they feel perfectly fine. Other people are mildly ill, there's this spectrum that goes down the line towards hospitalization and then going on a ventilator, for which, by the way, there was a guy who was a rabbi who was for 6 months on a ventilator, 6 months in the hospital, 4 months on a ventilator, and he survived and he just left the hospital. It's a remarkable story of survival, so it can happen. There's this new concept of what are called COVID long haulers. These so-called long haulers get sick and then they get better, but they're not completely well. And so they're adopting a team approach to these long haulers involving pulmonologists, lung specialists, cardiologists, heart specialists, neurologists, which are brain and, you know, nervous system specialists, and psychiatrists to address the problems of these long haulers. And there's just a myriad of problems that can occur. Fatigue that is prolonged and unexplained. I had a couple of those patients myself were trying to assist in their recovery. Also, people who have lung damage, especially people on ventilator, very common to have lung fibrosis. But even short of being on a ventilator, you can have chronic lung inflammatory problems. And there are cardiac problems. There are strokes that some people suffer from. There's an article here that focuses on a multidisciplinary program at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City to get these patients back on their feet. There's also, and this is kind of a disturbing article, which is about young athletes. They looked at 26 competitive college athletes, average age 19 and a half, football players, soccer players, lacrosse players, basketball players, track athletes, and they had COVID-19. No athletes required hospitalization, and the vast majority had mild symptoms, such as sore throat, shortness of breath, body aches and fever, and some were asymptomatic. They were asymptomatic. So they did cardiac MRIs. The MRI is a very sensitive test to pick up tissue damage. And what they found is that a disturbingly high percentage of them, unbeknownst to them, 15% had MRI findings suggestive of myocarditis, which is an inflammation of the heart. Eight additional athletes, that's 31%, exhibited some changes suggestive of scarring of the heart, which really shouldn't occur in, you know, 19-and-a-half-year-olds. There's no smoking gun that says that scarring came from the COVID-19 infection. The concern here is that especially if you're an athlete, before going back into full competition with all the cardiovascular demands that entails, that you get detailed screening, especially if you have exertional fatigue. If you have exertional fatigue, that's a bad sign. That's a sign that your lung function or your heart function is compromised. And by using this new tool of cardiac MRIs, it might be a way of determining that. Also, this is an interesting study that was done well before COVID-19, but it has to do with the 1918 flu pandemic. And it's a study on what happened to the offspring of mothers who had the 1918 flu. They did actually follow them for many years. And what they found is that the offspring of mothers in the 1918 flu pandemic, and they were older by the time the study was completed, 60 to 82 years of age, because if you were born in, like, you know, 1919, you'd be over 100 years old now, right? So this is a study that was done a few years ago. What they found is that adult height at World War II enlistment was lower for the 1919 birth cohort, suggesting growth retardation. But also there was a higher risk, about 20% higher risk of cardiovascular disease later in life in the children of mothers who had the 1918 flu. So this is not inconsequential. This is something that can lead to long-term problems, or sometimes not. Very unpredictable. So, but here's something that I've been suggesting to patients who suffer from post-COVID-19 fatigue, because it supports the mitochondria. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. You've heard me talk about NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. They haven't yet applied it to the problem of COVID-19, but I'd like to see some clinical trials in the future. And, you know, with some good research, they can demonstrate that NT factor helps patients recover more rapidly. NT factor is available in ProPax Gold, your one-stop shop for all your nutritional needs. But if you want just NT factor alone, there's Youthful Energy, the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it provides you the unique energy support of pure, higher potency NT factor. I've been taking NT factor for years. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shoppe, you can still find ProPax and Youthful Energy at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Order direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. They've got a brand new website. Very proud of it. So check it out. It's user-friendly. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of those recorded calls. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 71 years old, and I've been dealing with fibromyalgia for many years. And the only thing that I was ever given that does help to some extent is a drug called meloxicam. Now my doctor tells me to stop taking it altogether, that that's not the right thing for me to take. And he was prescribing me some other kind of drug. I'm asking you to see if you know of anything else that I could try to take for the pain, more healthier or more safer for me to take, because I don't know what else to take and I'm kind of hesitant about being on drugs. I would appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it's not clear to me why your doctor would tell you that you can't take a medication that's helping you. Meloxicam is a prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And it doesn't usually work that well for fibromyalgia, but there's so many different shades and variations of fibromyalgia. It's all kind of lumped together in one bag as a pervasive body pain syndrome that some patients do respond to the anti-inflammatories. However, you know, it is generally accepted that when it comes to drugs, and drugs are not that helpful for fibromyalgia, but among the drugs, drugs like Neurontin and Lyrica, which work in a completely different way, they work on the nerves, are generally more helpful. But I'm not sure why your doctor's saying, you know, you can't take a medication that's helping you and is now switching you to a new medication. I wonder what he's or she is thinking. When it comes to fibromyalgia, entire books have been written about fibromyalgia. One great book is From Fatigue to Fantastic by Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. There's so many different aspects to that. Yes, it may be an inflammatory disorder, and if so, there are natural things that help that. Fish oil and curcumin are wonderful natural anti-inflammatories, and I might also include something new, which is called SPM, specific pro-resolving mediators, but SPM for short. These are things that can help to quench inflammation in a way that's, you know, less dangerous to you, because meloxicam, high incidence of ulcers, gastrointestinal irritation, kidney problems, and maybe as you get older, your doctor wants to spare you those consequences. Sleep is an important aspect of it. There's some evidence that things like CBD might help the pain receptors in fibromyalgia. Paleo diet can help some patients reduce their aches and pains because it has it's an anti-inflammatory kind of approach, avoiding food precipitants of food intolerances and stabilizing the gut, the microbiome. That has something to do with it in some cases, too. For some patients with fibromyalgia, a drug called low-dose naltrexone is helpful. It's a prescription, not usually utilized by conventional doctors, but functional medicine doctors and nutritionally oriented physicians like myself often use low-dose naltrexone for patients with fibromyalgia. So those are some of the, I mean, it's hard to do a dissertation on fibromyalgia given the limited time we have, but those are some of the things that we might consider. Magnesium can be helpful because it has a relaxing effect on the muscles, which sometimes requires support. And then, you know, mitochondrial support, coenzyme Q10, NT factor, because there's a big fatigue component to fibromyalgia, nicotinamide riboside, and coenzyme Q10. These are some of the things that support the mitochondria, because it's sometimes in some models of fibromyalgia, it's an energy deficit, you know, energy production by the mitochondria is compromised and leads to lactic acid accumulation and, you know, local loss of energy production, which can cause pain. So there you have it. There's some of the approaches that can be helpful. But for everybody with fibromyalgia, the approach needs to be individualized. Hormones can help. Men and women can benefit from hormone replacement, DHEA, testosterone, estrogen. But different strokes for different folks. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy to follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I'm always happy to see that something that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, more research is demonstrating its utility and its validity as a daily supplement. And one of my favorite supplements these days is something, and this is not a commercial announcement, it's just something that I came across in garnering the news of the week. One of my favorite supplements is True Niagen, which is nicotinamide riboside. Nicotinamide riboside supports NAD plus levels in the body. And that's very important when it comes to mitochondrial health and can address inflammation and neurodegeneration and has great implications as an anti-aging supplement. And there's a couple of ways in which it can help you. One is in the here and now, you know, with an immediate result in terms of your energy and focus. And I just unsolicited my administrator in the office, who does a marvelous job of arranging my professional life and running my practice, said, and she's a young woman, you know, with young kids. She's athletic and health conscious. And she started taking True Niagen at my recommendation. And unsolicited, she just told me she really feels great with it. She feels energetic and more focused. She was having some problems, you know, hitting the skids a little bit, you know, maybe some sleep deprivation and under the stress of the lockdown. And so it was nice to hear that she seemed to respond. But even for, you know, some patients ask me, well, what's this supposed to do for me? It can work for you in the here and now and make you feel better and perhaps increase your athletic performance, but can also have a profound effect on your longevity and disease prevention long term. You know, it's hard to tell a 30-year-old, you know, that, you know, when you're 50, 60, 70, you're going to get benefits. But so a couple of interesting studies. One has to do with the eyes. It's a preclinical study that demonstrates protection against light-induced retinal degeneration in a mouse model. They exposed the mice to UV light. And, you know, that is something that accelerates retinal damage. What they found in this study, in a journal called Investigated Ophthalmology and Visual Science, they gave nicotinamide riboside to the mice a day before exposure to retinal damaging light. And they found that the NAD attenuated the damage that the light would cause to the retina. So the suggestion is that this is a model for how NAD can protect against high blood sugar and diabetes, UV light, which we're all exposed to too much of during our lifetimes, which ultimately damages our retinas. So more research underway. Another study has to do with the heart. End-stage heart failure patients. Very difficult to treat these patients. Stage D heart failure means you can barely cross the room. You know, they stage it by, you know, how far can you go without, you know, running out of gas, being short of breath. And stage D heart failure patients are, you know, very, very uncomfortable moving around. And they're at high risk of being hospitalized for heart failure and dying. And then with COVID-19, forget about it. They're very, very vulnerable. It's a serious comorbidity. 5-year survival rates is 45%. Okay. So they gave NAD to these patients, and they found that it inhibited inflammation and lowered levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines and enhanced the mitochondrial respiration rate in these patients with end-stage heart failure. So you know, preliminary study, will it help to fend off heart failure? You know, that remains to be seen. You know, we can't oversell the results of this study. But there are many studies underway about nicotinamide riboside, and it's currently being evaluated for its potential to improve function in peripheral artery disease, that would be otherwise known as claudication, also to improve the effects of exercise on high blood pressure, and to address high blood pressure in patients with chronic kidney disease. Also, they're working on studies to look at the role of nicotinamide riboside to protect the liver. A lot of people in this country suffer from fatty liver disease. It's nutritional, and NAD may help to restore the function of the liver. So, you know, always great to see scientists hard at work demonstrating the benefits of some of the things that we talk about here. You know, sometimes I worry, are we ahead of the curve talking about things, forecasting the benefits? Well, these studies certainly vindicate nicotinamide riboside, True Niagen, as a useful supplement, and I recommend it highly. Available on FullScript. Check it out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number.